Now, Islamophobia is on the rise in Germany. A new poll suggests that a growing majority of Germans see Islam as a threat. The survey shows more than 60% of non-Muslims believe Islam has no place in the West. 40% of the respondents have said they feel like foreigners in Germany due to the presence of Muslims. The study is published at a time when anti-Islamic protests led by right-wing movement Pegida have gained momentum in several cities, including Berlin, in recent weeks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged people to turn their backs on Pegida, describing the group as full of prejudice and hatred. Nearly 4 million Muslims live in Germany. They make up some 5% of the country's 80 million strong population. Joining us now via Skype from London is Mohammed Sayed Bahmanpour. He's a lecturer of Islamic Studies with the Islamic College for Advanced Studies. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Bahmanpour. Now, first of all, this trend that we're seeing in Germany is also mirrored in Europe as a whole, so to speak. Even in Britain, where you are, there have been Islamophobic and anti-Islam sentiments. What would you ascribe the main factors that are driving this Islamophobia in this region?
As you say, this is a general trend in whole Europe. In France, we have about 5 million Muslims. Here in the UK, we have about 3 million Muslims. In Germany, as we said, we have about 4 million Muslims. And this is a real big chunk of the population in these countries. And it is not in the interest of anyone to see the rise of Islamophobia. However, I think there is one major cause behind all these, which ordinary people, the general public, does not see. Of course, when people see Muslims brutally attack each other in different parts of the world, Muslims make terrorist attacks in their capitals, well, they think that, well, why should we have a good relation with Muslims? Why should we host Muslims in our countries? They, of course, do not know that all these are a consequence of the policies of their governments. Islam has always been a peaceful sort of religion. Why now we have this extremism? Let's go back to early 20th century when the British tried to promote the Wahhabi extremist sort of idea of Islam all over the world, condoning and supporting the International Islamic League of Saudi Arabia to propagate this idea around the world. And when Muslims are hypered, when they have been so much extreme due to those teachings, then the policies towards Muslim countries make them even more extreme. They support those extremists to their interest, and when, as you mentioned before, when the chickens come back home to roost, they say, "Wow, what's happening? Why this is happening to us? Islam is a very violent religion." Now, ordinary people do not know these relations. The general public are not aware, and that's why I think it's quite natural that they have a very bitter feeling towards Islam. I think the only sector of the society which can this problem are the Western governments, which have to somehow correct their policies to Muslims and Muslim countries.
Well, Mr. Bahmanpour, until that happens, as you've just pointed out, the Muslims are part and parcel of the social fabric of these European countries. But why do you think there is this gap of understanding what true Islam is amongst the general populace of Europe?
Well, of course, we know that always media have a very great role in all these, and it is not even in the interest of media to somehow promote this sort of feelings amongst the general public. However, what could be done, I think, is a closer relationship between the grassroots in all these countries. I think what we see in different Western countries in terms of Islamophobia is not a universal sort of feeling among everyone. There are many, many people here in the UK, in other countries, who are quite understanding, quite considerate towards the guests, Muslim guests who are here in these countries, and also towards the grievances of Muslims around the world. And I think we have to somehow promote this understanding and relationship between the grassroots.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. Mohammad Said Bahmanpour, lecturer of Islamic Studies with the Islamic College for Advanced Studies, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Bahmanpour, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, sir.